Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
Our verse today is Psalms 115, verse 16. Highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind. What an amazing gift is this! Psalm 115 reflects Genesis 28-31, in which God reviews his creation, finds it supremely good, and gives it to humanity, whom he had created in his divine image. As with many other gifts, this comes with a huge responsibility, to care for the earth as God cares for us. What would God say to us today if we were having our work review on how we care for Earth, including its human population? I don't think we would be getting an excellent review. Do you? As far as every kind of wildlife mentioned in Genesis 1:24, many species are now extinct or endangered, and we continue to encroach upon and eventually destroy their habitats. Not a high grade there. And then there are all the plants on earth, all the trees that yield fruit, all the green grasses for food, listed in verse 29 of that same chapter. In some parts of the world, some people are doing okay with nutritious foods and plenty to eat, but in many other places there is famine, hunger, and death resulting from malnutrition. I can't imagine that God meant for this to happen. I believe he intended for human beings to share the fruits of the earth so that all could flourish. Our use of all the fruits of the earth is likely an F. And then there is earth itself, so altered by the progress of man. God did not create air pollution that sickens those who are forced to breathe it. He did not create water pollution that poisons the waters of lakes and rivers and oceans and kills all living things in those waters. He didn't cut down the great swaths of forests, resulting in erosion and loss of fertile soil. We did that all on our own. And once again, I don't think God approves. Some humans are working to clean things up and reverse the damage, but I don't think our grade is yet higher than a D-. Overall, humanity has done a very poor job of managing this magnificent creation of God. I think where we got off the rails is in verse 26, where God says, "Let us make humanity in our image, his divine image, to resemble us." Clearly, the divine part has gotten overlooked along the way. God's divine image includes the capacity for moral and spiritual development and embodies love, justice, wisdom, and compassion. Oops, there certainly seems to be a lack of those qualities in many situations in our world today. Yet once again, all is not lost. There is hope for humanity and for the future of his creation. If we once again strive for love, justice, wisdom, and compassion, through the Holy Spirit, we can be transformed into the creation that God intended us to be and do as God would have us do. Our final grade does not have to be an F. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, forgive us for our lack of care for all of creation, our fellow human beings, as well as the bounty of earth. Guide us and strengthen us as we work to correct our mistakes and live as you would have us live. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee.
Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.